Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Chav Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kalka Kol Shehu Chayeves BePeah UbeBikurim VeLechtoiv Alav Puzvul VeLeKnois Ima Nechosim SheEin Lahem Achrayes VeKesef UVeShtar UveChazaka. Rabbi Akiva says that any size field is obligated in Peah, and Bikurim, which is the first fruits, is sufficient for writing a Puzvul and is sufficient to acquire movables through it with money, a document or an act of ownership. Hakoisiv Nechosov, Shchiv Meira, Shiekarka Kolshehu, Matnosa Kayemeth, Lo Shiekarka Kolshehu, Ein Matnosa Kayemeth. If a dying man writes over his property to another, if he retained any land for himself, his gift is valid. If not, his gift is not valid. Hakoisiv Nechosov, Lebonov, Vekosov Leishtoi Karka Kolshehu, Avda Ksubosa. If a person writes over his property to his children and he wrote over any piece of land to his wife as payment for her Ksuba, she loses any other claim to her Ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says, if she accepted it, even though he didn't give it over in writing, she also loses her ksuba. And the Gemara says, And the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, says, according to Rabbi Akiva, that any size field is obligated in Peah, if only a single stalk could grow on a tiny field, before it's harvested, it's not yet obligated, and after it's harvested, there's nothing left to give. Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, Yepatek Shaya, Shalom Kelech, Echad, Uboi, Chamesh, Shibolim. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, says, in his answer, there would be an obligation if there was one stalk with five ears of corn on it. Rabbi Mana, boy, Beleith, Anan, Amrin, Kama, Kolshehu, Chayeves Bepeah, Ela Begain, the Tana Bikurim, Tani, Kauka. Rav Mana asked the question, shouldn't the Mishnah have therefore said any amount of standing corn is obligated in Peah, rather than any size field is obligated in Peah? Rather, since the Mishnah taught field for Bikurim, it also taught it for Peah. Tani, Varayon, the Baisa says, in addition to our Mishnah to be obligated in Rayon, which is the requirement to come to the Beis HaMikdash and the three Regalim, one must own any size field. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Misha ein lekaka pata min harayon. Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Yochanan also said that one who does not own a field is exempt from harayon. Rabbi Mana boy, v'lama leisanan amrin Misha ein lekaka pata min avidui dichsiv ve'esa adama shenasat alonu, I should say. Now the Mana asks another question, why does the Mishnah not teach that one who doesn't have a field is exempt from vidui, which is a declaration over ma'asa sheni, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Chofov, Pasuk Tezvov, and the ground which you have given to us. Rabbi Yossi Beirubun, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Shmosa, Kain, Misha Ein Lekaka, Potem and Avidui, Tichsiv, Min Adama, Shinasata, Lanu. Rabbi Yossi Beirubun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, also asked, why does the Mishnah not teach the one who doesn't have a field is exempt from Vidui, as the Pasuk says in Dram Chavav, Pasuk Tezvav, in the ground that you have given to us? Rabbi Yossi B'shem Rishloki, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Misha Ein Lekaka, Potem and Ariya, Shinemar, V'la Yachmoid Ish Es Arzacha, Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi said that one who does not have a field is exempt from Re'iyah, which is Rayon, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says in Shmois, in Perek La'adamah, Pasuk Chof Dalad, and no man shall desire your land. Ma'aseh be'echad she'niach es karer ova o matzah, arayoi sovim moisoi, ma'aseh be'echad she'niach bayesh shor tanagoylim o matzah chatulim mekuroim lefonov. It once happened that a person left his stack to go to Yerushalayim for one of the festivals, and he returned to find lions miraculously surrounding it. It also happened that a person once left a chicken coop and returned to find cats ripped apart by the chickens. Chad Barnash Shovik Besei Pasich Va'asav Ashkach Hachina Kricha Al Kalkusui. A person once left his house open when he went to Yerushalayim, and he returned to find a snake wrapped around the lock, protecting the house from intruders. Rupinchas Mishtai Hadein Uvda. Rupinchas was told once the following case: Train Achin Havin Ashkelon Havlohin Mugurin Nuchroin Amrin Kadein Ilein Yudoin Salkin Yerushalayim Ananasvin Komadi Islain Min Desalkin Zimon Lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malachim Nechnasim Yoytzim Bedemusim Min Denachten Shalchununlon Mikamon Amulon An Avisan Amulon Yerushalayim Amulon Aman Shavtkusun Begoy Beisa Amul Veloy Bnei Adam. The story was there were two brothers in Ashkelon who had Gentile neighbors. The neighbors planned that when the Jews traveled to Yerushalayim for their festival, they would take all of their possessions. And when the Jews left, angels came and went in and out of the house. And before the Jews returned, the Gentiles sent them gifts. When the Gentiles asked them where they had been, the Jews told them they had been in Yerushalayim. And the Gentiles asked them who they had left at home, and the Jews told them that nobody was left behind. The Gentiles then said, "Blessed is the God of the Jews, who didn't abandon you and who will never abandon you."